Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. As we continue to highlight our Hispanic and Latin communities here in North Texas, we're highlighting the importance today of prenatal care and outcomes within the Hispanic Latino community. Dr. Martin Hechanova is an OBGYN, a part of the staff at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Why is it so important that we look at women when it comes to different races and how they handle maternal health? Are the statistics different when we look at different communities?
They really are. You know, in general, let's start with broad strokes here. Prenatal care is so important. Just the importance of a patient, a mom to be establishing care with their OBGYN is so important to get that done early in the process, because there's so many things we do early in prenatal care that are important for the health of the mom and the baby. Now, to answer your question more specifically, you know, in women of color in our Hispanic and Latina population, the statistics are that these women have higher morbidity and mortality when it comes to childbearing, right? We see moms with higher risks of preeclampsia, bleeding, diabetes in pregnancy, and there are just more risks involved in this population. So we really find it so important to see them earlier in their prenatal care.
And that's the issue, is a lot of women in the Hispanic community are coming in too late to deal with prenatal care. In a lot of cases, they're coming in fourth month, fifth month.
That is so true. It's an unfortunate trend where they're a little late to establish care. And sometimes, obviously, it's by no fault of their own. There are sometimes language barriers. There's sometimes financial barriers, right? And I think the message we want to share is just try to get in as early as possible and get those first visits in as early as 2 or 3 months pregnant. You know, for us, that's we talk in terms of weeks. So 8 to 12 weeks of the pregnancy. So we can run some of those baseline tests earlier in the pregnancy.
You know, how do we get our ladies ready for that first checkup, especially if they are, you know, looking for someone who they can trust during that process?
That's a fantastic question. And I like to actually say that the best time to establish care with your OBGYN is actually prior to pregnancy, right? For example, in our office, we offer preconception counseling visits. So our patients, even before they confirm that they're pregnant, even if they're thinking about getting pregnant in the next year, come and meet your doctor, come and establish care, see if you vibe, you know, with your OBGYN. And if not, that's okay, look around. You know, we're fortunate to have 5 doctors. All of us actually speak Spanish in this practice, and we like to be able to find that connection even before a pregnancy. And that way we can take a good maternal history, right? Learn about is there history of diabetes with you or your family members? Is there history of high blood pressure? You know, what is your diet like? What are the things you like to eat and don't like to eat? And how might that affect your upcoming pregnancy?
Talk to us about the importance of speaking the language. Does that establish a level of trust that you might not see for someone that doesn't speak the language?
100%. You know, taking care of a pregnant woman is one of the most intimate journeys, right, that a woman and her OBGYN will go through throughout their lives. We're talking 7 or 8 months of seeing each other one-on-one, learning each other, trusting each other. And ultimately, you know, for my patients, you know, these women want to trust. Keyword is trust, right? Trust who will be delivering their child 7 months from now, 8 months from now. And with that trust comes language and being able to understand one another. I can't tell you how often a patient lights up when I just walk in the room and start speaking in Spanish, right? Because they're like, what? We can talk and kind of erase that barrier or take away that barrier. And then you really build rapport that way and learn to trust one another. I always think of prenatal care as a partnership. It's not a one-way street, right? The woman has to trust me, and I've got to trust her with checking blood sugars and checking her blood pressure. So taking away that language barrier helps develop that trust.
And as you were mentioning just before, that was how important it is to know that woman's health history. What are some of the health barriers that Hispanic and Latin women deal with when it comes to pregnancies?
Very good. So Hispanic and Latin women enter a pregnancy already with higher rates of cardiovascular disease, right? And we know that this is one of the number one reasons why women get sick. And I hate to be dark, but this is actually one of the number one killers of women in pregnancy is cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, and stroke. And so our Hispanic and Latin women come in to these pregnancies with a higher risk of having high blood pressure in pregnancy. You know, if our patients are not familiar, your listeners aren't familiar with the diagnosis of preeclampsia, that should become commonplace in everybody's everyday, you know, chat, because preeclampsia is when a woman's blood pressure starts to rise, typically towards the end of pregnancy. And our Hispanic women, our Latin women, our Black women are at higher risk of preeclampsia in pregnancy. And it takes a physician and an OBGYN who is aware of those cultural risks to keep a closer eye on those patients, you know, to intervene sooner when they think preeclampsia is brewing. And that's why it's so important to have a heightened awareness, especially in our Hispanic and Latin patients.
I also read some statistics talking about the fact that the pandemic had a lot to do with increasing mortality for Latin women that are giving birth, and not only them, but their children.
Yeah, I think with the pandemic, unfortunately, we saw a little bit more sedentary lifestyle, right? We saw more rates of obesity going up, which obesity goes hand in hand with preeclampsia, right? Goes hand in hand with gestational diabetes, diabetes of pregnancy. So we definitely saw some worser outcomes after the pandemic. I would be remiss to not mention mental health. You know, after months and months on end of seclusion and how rough that was in the pandemic, we saw mental health declines in our pregnant patients, and we take postpartum depression very, very seriously. And you mentioned the language barrier. Sometimes the language barrier disrupts that connection in terms of asking about postpartum depression or depression even during the pregnancy. So again, having that ability to speak, in this case, in Spanish with a patient and talk about themes of depression and anxiety are so important.
How are those conversations usually received?
Actually, very well. I think I find a lot of these women, the OBGYN office is their safe space, right? Whereas they may not want to talk about depression with their moms or their tías or their mother-in-law or their husband, the OBGYN office is actually the one place where they can let their guard down, right? And so I always remind my patients, these four walls, these are sacred, right? Nothing interferes with the discussion we're going to have in these four walls. So let's talk about anxiety. Let's talk about depression. Let's talk about these things. And they're very well received.
Texas has some of the lowest health insurance rates among everybody, but especially among Latina women. That the impact of that lack of health insurance has got to be also increasing the risks.
Well, there are actually statistics that point to that. That's a great point that you bring up. I think it's something at close to 30% of women who are either uninsured or on a plan such as Medicaid have higher risk of poor outcomes in pregnancy compared to those with private insurance plans. So that is something we got to keep our demographics and our socioeconomic status in mind as we're taking care of our patients.
Latinos and Hispanics, they tend to also have larger families. Can you talk just also about, you know, the importance of being able to, you know, be with a mother as she has multiple children, the risks maybe that they might face?
Oh, that's such a great question. So you're exactly right. Having multiple children, in fact, many, many children or a large number of pregnancies, puts women at higher risk for preeclampsia, for gestational diabetes, also for preterm birth, delivering a baby prematurely and having a baby land in the neonatal ICU. So we've got to keep that in mind for these women who've had multiple pregnancies. Another thing to keep in mind is they tend to go into labor faster and have fast labors. So for my patients who've had 3, 4, 5, 6 babies, we're talking about their delivery plan. We're talking about their birth plan. We're talking about, do we need to schedule an elective induction, meaning bring you into the hospital right at, you know, term or 39 weeks so that there's no mad dash to the hospital, you know, when you've got four kids to also wrangle up and get in the car, you know. So all these things are considered, especially for our patients with multiple pregnancies.
Anything else you think our listeners should know about maternal health in the Hispanic or Latin communities?
You know, I think one of the final things would be educate yourself and ask lots of questions. You know, learn the words preeclampsia, learn the term high blood pressure and hypertension. Know what it means to have gestational diabetes or diabetes of pregnancy, which sometimes these women don't have diabetes at all, but they develop that in pregnancy. Know the numbers that are red flags, you know, like for blood pressure, we start to worry at around 140 over 90, sometimes even 130 over 80. So when they get their blood pressure checked at a CVS or a Walgreens, they know that, you know what, 130 or 135 is kind of a red flag. Maybe I should call my doctor. I think education and advocating for yourself is so important.
That is Dr. Martin Hechanova with Texas Health here on KRLD. Thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.